This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
My name is Stuart. I'm the marketing assistant for SightLife. I've been in post for a year now. I have no eyesight whatsoever, so I love being able to add value to my role as a totally blind person within a charity for visually impaired people. It's a brilliant opportunity. We cover Swansea, Cardiff, Neath, Port Talbot and Rhondda-Cynon and Taff. So we've got 15 staff in total. We got approximately 100 volunteers. We do a whole range of activities in and outside of our building for our blind and partially sighted members, running from doga, which is yoga for people with their guide dogs, to a ramblers group, to a photography group, to a singing group. We've got a creative writing and poetry group as well, just to name a few.
And we're here at Sight Village Wales today. What do you hope to get across to the visitors and the people you speak to during the event?
What we would ideally like to get across is our message that life is not over after sight loss. There's lots you can achieve. There's still lots of value you can add as a VI person to your community, also nationally as well. You can fly the flag, as it were, for VI people as a visually impaired person yourself. We also want to be able to raise awareness of our organisation and just to let people know where we are. And we also are keen to collaborate with other organisations in the sector, you know, well, in all three sectors, really, public, private and voluntary. Just to, that's part of our mission and our values, is to be open-minded, innovative and to collaborate.
And what sort of people are using SightLife services and joining their groups usually?
Wow, good question. A whole remit of demographics. So we've got, we get inquiries for younger people, older people, anywhere from younger children all the way up to some people that are over 100. We got people that have just lost their sight. We got people that have got high levels of anxiety, depression. We got people that want to try and gain employment, so we try and signpost them for that. We've got some people that are really independent in the context of their disability, and we've got other people that need a bit of confidence building and a bit of empowerment.
A lot of the stands and stores here at Sight Village Wales are talking about technology, high-tech, low-tech. Is there a piece of technology that you use most often or makes the biggest difference to your everyday life?
Well, I have recently discovered a free app that I've got on my iPhone now. Other phones are available. I'm not on commission, but I've always used an iPhone with VoiceOver on it. Being completely blind, it's my way of interacting with everything. And I've recently found an app that was on the Apple Viz newsletter, which I subscribe to, and that is called Ally, A-L-L-Y, Everywhere, A-I. Now, I've only been using it for a couple of weeks now, but I've already, so with the AI app that's free, it's made by OpenAI, the organization, and I'm tailoring it to me, what I like, what I don't like, my hobbies, interests, and all that kind of thing. And so far, that has been excellent. It also interacts with the camera as well. So unlike other apps, where you have to tap the screen to get it to tell you how many calories are in a product or what the product is that's in your cupboard, you can achieve it just with your voice. So far, I'm very impressed with that particular app. But again, there are other brilliant apps out there.
Well, can you tell us just a little bit more about SightLife and the way that people can find out more about what you're up to and how they can get involved?
Yep, sure. So you can come into our office on Womanby Street in Cardiff. We're opposite the Tiny Rebel Pub or next door to the Cardiff Arms Pub. Or you can phone us on 02920 398900, or you can email us at ask@sightlife.wales. That's ask@sightlife.wales. Or our website, which is sightlife.wales. But we really like you to get in touch if you want to know more about the support we can offer people, in the Cardiff, RCT, Swansea and Neathport Talbot area of South Wales.
Stuart, enjoy the rest of your day here at Site Village Wales, and thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for your time, Hal.